When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Run with Danny Salazar, Senior Vice President and Relationship Manager in Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Danny, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to start our chat today with a report about future hiring. CEOs are planning to cut back on hiring soon, and they're forecasting a cooling economy. What's going on?
Well, the last 2.5 years have been filled with a lot of volatility. And now that the volatility has slowed down, many business owners are taking the opportunity to digest the changes around them, looking at the forecast, and taking the opportunity to moderate their plans for the future. As we talk to them, part of their planning process is evaluating personnel, forecasting future needs, anticipating what their clients are seeing. And part of that includes, personnel. Do they have the right balance? Can they fill open positions? And really evaluating what the future holds for them.
I want to dive into a couple of points on this. Survey that sort of is pushing our discussion this morning showed that 32% of CEOs mm-hmm. plan to trim payroll growth. And the way it's phrased is trim payroll growth, which suggests to me that maybe they're not layoffs coming up. They just aren't going to hire any new people. Am I transcribing that the right way?
Yeah, just kind of off the topic that we talked about, the forecast for the future and evaluating personnel. One of the things that I think is at the forefront of those discussions is what artificial intelligence means for them, how quickly it's progressing, and how they can use it to better enhance their business. And certainly, I think the general belief is that low to middle skilled jobs would be at most risk. But in talking to business owners, I think many of them welcome the enhancement of artificial intelligence, how they can use it to enhance their operations, how they can enhance client service, and really improve the productivity of their workforce. On the flip side, I think there's still a lot of concern over the uncertainty of, artificial intelligence, specifically, the security risk that it brings, how rapidly it's progressing, how the adoptions will be with their teams. Ultimately, I think many people can use artificial intelligence to enhance a lot of their administrative tasks, research, and really be able to spend more time to focus on strategic decisions.
The survey that showed CEOs not planning to push for more job growth in the coming 6 months, 6 to 8 months, also shows that the probability, at least their feelings about the probability of a downturn, have fallen as well from 56% to 48%. What is going on in their minds that they see the cooling? Is it the cooling of the economy that they see coming? What's driving that?
I think it's a combination of a lot of factors. Certainly 2023 was impacted by slow growth, more economic uncertainty, and kind of a flattening of costs that have risen over the last 2.5 years. We've talked in the past about how interest rates have continued to go up. The Federal Reserve has seemed to flatten those rate increases in the past 2 quarters. And I think the outlook is the same, that they will continue to be level. But nevertheless, they are higher than what they historically have been. In terms of what it means for business owners and how they're evaluating 2023 and how they can better plan for 2024, business owners do see this slowdown more as a return to historical levels. The last 2 years has brought on a seesaw of activity from increase in business activity to supply chains to a tight labor market. And I think many of those factors have leveled off, specifically on the hiring front. The labor, even though the labor market remains on solid footing, they are finding it easier to fill open positions. But also keep in mind, there are probably less open positions out there in the market, which is helping business owners make the decision of, you know, what changes they can make to personnel, and take into consideration that they don't have to plan and prepare for a 6 to 12 month curve to hire someone to fill an open spot.
And it bears repeating that this time last year, we were talking about a possible recession. So now we're talking about a soft landing, and the CEOs in the survey project a 2.1% economic growth rate for the coming year. Danny, you mentioned AI as one of the areas where some of these employers may be able to fill some of these positions. What are the companies that are you think are most likely to see AI take over? What industries?
You know, I wouldn't say necessarily take over. I think we're seeing a higher adoption rate, and how that unfolds is remains to be seen. But I think business owners, management teams, and just the general public is getting the hang of AI, what it means for their day-to-day activities. For some, it means enhancing their production. For others, it means taking over some of the administrative tasks. I think at the end of the day, I think the common feedback is that that AI is not taking over large strategic decisions or strategic roles within businesses. It's still in the phase of early adoption and being able to make people more efficient.
It seems like one of those areas where just ordinary workers should probably start learning as much about AI as they can, because it might, and in your words, and I guess I used the described it a little maybe the wrong way, it's going to enhance the work that's being done and be used as more of an assistant than somebody taking over a job. It means we all need to know what it is, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I think the other word of caution is that it's still progressing rapidly. Each phase seems to double or quadruple its capabilities. And at this point, I think this is a good time to explore it further, get acquainted with its capabilities, understand how it could impact you or help you. And I think just be better prepared for, you know, future progressions down the road.
Danny, what is the situation locally? I know we've been talking sort of about national trends here, but what are you hearing and seeing among local CEOs about what they're expecting to come in the next 6 to 12 months?
I think many of our clients have similar sentiments to what we just discussed, where 2023 was brought on with slower growth. The next 6 to 12 months remains a little uncertain. You've had rising costs that they've been able to digest and reassess. And I think many of our clients are looking at, you know, the next quarter to two to determine, you know, what the right size of their, like, their business decisions make. And it relates to personnel, inventory levels, additional capacity, facility management. And it's just a matter of fine-tuning their operating structure and making sure that they're prepared for, I think, on the positive, accelerated growth, or on the downside, further contraction in the economic cycle.
Danny, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thank you, Steve. Individuals can reach me at 312-544-4597. And they can also connect with me on LinkedIn.
All right, Danny, we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.